Hear these words from Joshua chapter 24. Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your forefathers worshipped beyond the river in Egypt and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your fathers served beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Now, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Dear confessors of the Christian faith, today is a day of famous words. After all, it's March 15th, and you probably know this line, "Beware the Ides of March." The words of the soothsayer to Julius Caesar, warning him about what was going to happen to him on the 15th of March. And then there are the famous words of Caesar himself as Brutus comes at him with a knife. And he says simply, "Et tu, Brute? Also you, my supposed friend, Brutus, you're coming at me this way." Maybe you've used that line when you felt betrayed by someone and you wanted to rub it in a little bit. "Et tu, my supposed friend?" But we have a lot more inspiring famous words than those. And they are the words of our text. They are some of the most famous words of the whole Bible, aren't they? You've probably seen them on plaques in a kitchen or a family room. I've seen them on sweatshirts and t-shirts and coffee mugs. The words, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And so our encouragement today is to be like Joshua, strong confessors of our God-given faith. Joshua is an old man when he speaks the words of our text, and he's trying to keep the people of Israel faithful and to renew the covenant with the Lord. And so he wants them, obviously, to serve the Lord. Throw away the other gods, and serve the Lord. And now here comes the core of what he has to say, and most people misunderstand it. But if you choose not to serve the Lord, then you've got some choosing to do. He gives them two choices. You can serve the old gods if you want, the ones from across the river, the gods that Abraham worshipped when he lived in the lower Euphrates, Tigris and Euphrates area. So you can worship those gods, the gods of the sky, Marduk, the stars, the moon, the sun. Go ahead, choose that if you want. Or he says you can choose the new gods. You're in the land of Canaan now, and there are some new religions around you that you maybe don't know too well. Yeah, you can worship Baal. He might control the weather for you and give you good crops and all if you favor him. Or Asherah, fertility goddess. You can even go to a temple and have male and female prostitutes and have that part of your worship. You've got some choices. Old gods or new gods? What's Joshua's point? He wants to make them say, "No, we don't like those choices." But he doesn't give them a chance at that point. He said, "Yeah, your choice, eat manure or garbage. Those are your choices, old gods or new gods." But then he says, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." A strong confession of faith. How are you doing on the confession of faith part of your life? sluggish, like you just sang in the hymn, slow, cold, sluggish, shrinking completely sometimes from being willing to confess your faith when you get in certain settings. Well, look at Joshua. Joshua is the same name as Jesus. Joshua, the Old Testament form of it, and Jesus, the New Testament form of it. And Jesus is also known for his great confession of faith, and a much greater confession of faith than Joshua's, or yours and mine. Paul reminds Timothy of that when he's encouraging Timothy to be strong in the faith. He says, remember the good confession of Jesus before Pilate. That's the confession that led Jesus to the cross, and Jesus knew it. He was willing to say, I am a king. For this cause I came into the world. I was born for this, to be a king. But to be a king, I have to go to the cross and bear the sins of the world, so that as the king, I can freely forgive sins. That was the good confession of Jesus. Now, how about us again? How are we doing in the area of confession? Well, we have no trouble in settings like this, do we? It's comfortable. We go to church and we confess so freely the words of the Apostles' Creed and the Nicene Creed. No problem at all. Comfortable setting. Plenty of people like us around. But how about in other settings? When it's just us and maybe a bunch of unbelievers around us. And we feel uncomfortable. And we know God is giving us an opportunity. The subject comes up. Just hang back here a little bit. And a few years ago, a group of Bethany students and I and others were traveling through Turkey. And we were at Nicaea, yes, the very place where the Nicene Creed was formulated, the words that we confess. And we were in an old church building there, brought in to intimidate us were local people of another religion, I'll leave it unnamed. They were there simply to intimidate us and stare us down. Well, there were enough of us, so we recited the Nicene Creed right there in Nicaea. And that was just fine. Was it a little uncomfortable? Well, people are staring you down for your Christian faith. Yeah, it is. But so what? There were enough of us. But there are times when we do feel very uncomfortable and we shy from confessing our faith, do we not? I can assure you today that Jesus died also for that sin of yours and mine. And Peter's. Remember, he denied the Lord flat out. Jesus forgave him and restored him. So there is hope for us cold, sluggish people also. But now I'm going to close the same way that Joshua did. It might sound a little harsh, but it's done in Christian love. I hope you serve the Lord. I hope you confess the Lord. But if you don't, you've got some choices to make, don't you? You can choose old religions. You could become a Muslim. You could become a Buddhist. I hear of Lutherans who are turning to Buddhism. Or you can choose newer things. You could become a Wicca. You could worship Satan. After all, as Bobby Dylan said, and he had it right, you've got to worship somebody. It could be Satan. It could be the Lord. But you've got to worship someone. So go ahead and choose. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Amen.